I've got two. I was saying this on the other side, on the previous side, the other side. Two guys that have become my friends solely through doing fill-in summer shows. I've never met them face-to-face, but they're my good buddies. One up in Asheville, one up at the beach. It is Jeremy Green of ESPN Asheville. What's going on, Jeremy?
What is going on, my friend?
And Mr. Randy Slack, the funny man down in ESPN Wilmington. What's going on, dude?
Not much. Getting ready to take a nap, to be perfectly honest with you, but I'll delay that to talk to you guys any day.
The honesty and transparency just, you know, exudes through the phone. Are you one of those, Randy, do you do like a morning shift to radio and then come back and do an afternoon shift? Is that how that works?
I do a morning show from 6 to 10. I leave my house. I wake up at 3:45 in the morning.
Gross.
And then I do a midday show that's right on just before this show. And then I have an evening gig for a concert on Friday night. So usually I get a quick nap in and then head back into town and do that. So,
all right. Well, I mean, I wasn't trying to, like, you know, let you glorify Randy, the hardest working man in sport. Okay, great. I was just trying to establish that, yes, it's okay for you to take a nap because you do a morning show. But all right, guys, let's talk some actual sports before we get to the important things like Barbie. He's had one OTA. He's about to report to rookie camp, so I think we've seen enough to answer this question conclusively. Is Bryce Young the real deal? Jeremy Green.
Absolutely. If I said this during the draft process. If he was 2 inches taller, we would have no qualms with this. Because to me, he was clearly the best quarterback in this draft class. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks that's come into the draft in many years. He's just a little small. And now I'm looking at what Carolina's put around him. I'm very high on Miles Sanders for the year. And, you know, the thing that scares me is the receiver room looks a lot like my dating record before I got married. It's a lot of threes. I don't see a one. But you do have like five threes. So I think you'll be just fine. And I'm not sure Carolina doesn't win that division.
All right. Well, just make sure when you, like, finish off that metaphor that you don't say that you finally found a one. Make sure you say, I dated a bunch of threes and I finally found the one. Very important that you say you finally found the one, not a one. Totally different sentiment there. How about you, Randy? Is Bryce the real deal?
Yeah, I mean, nobody questioned this guy's mental abilities. Nobody questioned his talent. The only question you ever heard about was the size and whatever. I mean, the guy is talented enough. He's smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like him. He can play quarterback in the NFL. I think he is that guy. As long as he can stay healthy, and I think he can, because I think he's smart enough to not put himself in a lot of bad situations.
All right, we're here in the summer. I'm curious. You guys are too. I know Jeremy's like an ultra sicko. I forget exactly where on the meter Randy is as far as a football sicko. But my question I've been asking folks today is, when do you start watching football? Is it, and I'll give you options, but you can actually answer whatever you want. Like, do you start at that Hall of Fame game on July 31st or whatever it is this year, August 3rd? I watch that game. Is it your team's first preseason game? Is it the first NFL game, the first college football game weekend? Or do you, like, wait all the way? I think there's some people that don't love football, but they love their Panthers or their Dolphins or whatever. So the first football they watch is when their favorite team plays. When do you guys start actually watching football, Randy?
I feel like I'm a loser here, but if I'm being perfectly honest with you, again, weighing into account that I do morning radio, I really watch football the first Sunday of the NFL season, the Thursday night game. I can't make it through that game. It's too daggone late. I've never really been a college football fan. And then with all the expansion, they're just turning it into like NFL junior. So now I really don't care about the college game that much. So for me, it's the first Sunday after Labor Day when the NFL gets going.
I think you're not alone in that. I'm guessing Jeremy Green's answer is different. Jeremy, when do you start watching football?
I don't ever stop. I've been watching college tape all offseason. I got my hot 100 draft prospects coming out in 2 weeks. And, you know, you said first preseason game. My team's first preseason game is the Hall of Fame game because the Jets will be playing Cleveland. So I'll be locked and loaded for that. The Panthers and the Jets have some tandem practices in Spartanburg, which is right below me here in Asheville. So I'll be with them for that. That's the second week, I think, in August.
All right, but real quick. So, and I get, especially as part of your job, I'm not being funny, like you going to training camp, and even people who like want to go to training camp and watch and like, you know, experience, I think that's one thing. If you weren't there, like, can you stream training camp? Like, would you, if you could, would you watch training camp not in person?
I do every single day.
Good
the Jets
Lord.
Show it every day on the website.
Good Lord.
And this is a family thing for me. So, you know, my dad is a lifelong Jets fan, and I told him, you know, they're coming to Charlotte, they're playing the Panthers. I can get us some access, get us in the building, we can watch it. And his first question was, can you get me to the OTAs in Wofford?
Yeah.
And I went, well, I yeah. can, but it's like 417 degrees, and it's early in the morning, but we can do that. And his response was, yeah, let's do that. I want to, okay, there. So we'll be there for all of it.
It's in your blood. All right, switching footballs. The World Cup is kicking off. USA plays tonight against Vietnam. Will the USA get it done in the Women's World Cup? I'm sure you guys are up on all your Women's World Cup and can probably tell me your 5 to 10 favorites to win the whole thing. I'm sticking with the biggest question. Does the USA get it done? Jeremy, what do you say?
Does Brandi Chastain still play for the women's team? That's the last time I was completely cognitive of this. I did just lay a wager on United States -6.5. And when I hit the button, I've got this weird feeling of I'm now betting soccer, and I can't name any of the players. So I may have a problem.
All right, well, I'm going to come back to you that in a second. I'm going to get Randy's answer. Does the USA get it done, Randy?
I don't think they do. I feel unpatriotic saying that, and I'm sorry. They were a little old last time. They're a little bit older now. I mean, they've got some younger pieces, a lot of younger blood on the team, but they've still got some older legs out there. And the rest of the world is starting to catch up with us on the women's side. We were an early adopter in the women's game on the international level. Well, people are starting to catch up to us. And I think the fact that we're getting older and other teams are getting better, it's tough to win something that many times in a row.
Yeah, no, that's true. Jeremy Green, Randy Slack joining us for the Round Cup. All right, Jeremy, I got to go back to you. I think doesn't matter that you don't know the names of the players. At least you're betting on a game where there are stakes. So, like, you assume that the teams want to win the game. Yeah, there may be some, like, wonkiness of, like, oh, it's not elimination play, so, you know, the U.S. might pull back or pull some of their starters out or whatever. To me, the real weird thing is betting on, like, preseason NFL games where, like, you truly have no idea what the motivation of the team is to win. A team might not care at all about winning. They're just trying to see certain players. So am I crazy to think that an exhibition NFL game is a worse or weirder bet than a World Cup game, even if you don't know the names of the players, but you just know that the USA is probably going to score some goals?
So with the USA, I can put on my Captain America outfit, which is I have a mullet, and I can throw on an American flag bandana and just crush domestic lights. And that's how I feel good about wagering that. I have told Tank Spencer, my partner on the ESPN radio show here, if I ever come to you and say I made a wager on an NFL preseason game, I need you to take me to a meeting.
There we
in
go.
The basement of a church.
There we go.
Immediately.
Yeah. NFL.
Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Just immediately take me to somebody that can help with my problem.
The best is when you see people like touting like inside info for NFL preseason games. Like, oh no. These guys they're trying to get it done tonight. All right.
I used to play cards with a guy that he bet on preseason NFL games. And when I saw him getting worked up over the Ravens not going for a touchdown and just kicking a field goal, I told him to make sure that he uses my promo code whenever the state of North Carolina legalizes sports betting.
Well done. It's coming soon. And it's coming. And we also might get some casinos I'm hearing now, too. That's the next thing. All right. Very important question for Jeremy Green and Randy Slack, because Jeremy, we were going over some topics, and Jeremy Green dropped without clarifying that the greatest concert of all time was announced today, too. So I've got to ask what this is. I've got other specific concert questions for Randy. Actually, I've got concert beef with Randy. But I'm going to start with you, Jeremy. What is the greatest concert of all time that has been announced?
So it is a Norwegian cruise. It's in April of next year. And what people like me have been clamoring for many years is happening. It is the Creed reunion tour. Two nights on a cruise ship. I think Dishwalla is in it. Three Doors Down, Fuel. It's like every band that I grew up with, and I texted my now wife at lunch when I saw this, and I said, I don't know what we're doing. It's the week before the NFL draft, so it could not be in a worse time for me. But I am going to be on that boat, and I am going to become best friends with Scott Stapp, and we're going to do karate in the basement of that ship.
I believe this. I actually, hit me up. Remind me when this happens. I got a guy who does guitars for Three Doors Down. I know he tours with him. I don't know if he will get on the boat, but yeah, buddy of mine here from Raleigh, good dude here from North Carolina.
So I went to high school with the bass player for Three Doors Down.
Well, so, all right, so you already got it in, so that, yeah, you just got to strike up a late night and to get him to make sure you get the guys from Creed over there. And please tell me this is not the, like, a couple weeks ago they just announced, I don't know, like, the biggest cruise ship of all time. It's like the size of like six cruise ships stacked on another cruise ship. Did you guys hear about this one?
I did. I'm not sure if it's the same boat.
Okay, good.
All I looked at was that there were tickets still available, which to me is a travesty. They should have sold out the way Taylor Swift did.
It doesn't go on sale until next Friday, I believe.
Randy's saying that they're not on sale yet.
Oh, they're not on sale yet?
Yeah, I don't believe they go on sale until the 28th. I'm pretty sure. So,
that restores my faith in humanity, because we sold out Tay-Tay in 4 minutes, and Creed is finally reunited after 20 years, and we didn't sell that out in 4 minutes. I was very disappointed.
Now, there may be a pre-sale on that, so you may want to look into that a little bit.
Oh, dude, if there's a pre-sale, you better be darn sure, based on everything I've heard here, Jeremy was on the list for it.
So I have a Creed shirt that was bought for me in 1999. I was 12 years old.
I was in a play at the DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, and backstage, all the the pieces of concrete that make up the walls in the back, like every band that plays gets a piece of concrete to sign or whatever, or put their little design. And so, I mean, I was in this little community theater play that does well around here, but I took a picture pointing to the Creed one. And captioned it with the standing on the shoulders of giants, to perform on the same stage, knowing that they had been there to apparently 20 years ago, I guess, was big for me. All right, while we're talking concerts, Randy, I've got some beef for you, okay? Did you go to any concerts?
Okay.
Did you go to any concerts this week down in Wilmington?
I did not go to any concerts in Wilmington, no. I did not.
Well, there were three back-to-back-to-back because that's what Phish does. And my beef is this Live Oak Pavilion down in Wilmington is taking the shows away from Raleigh. You took our Phish show. You took our Widespread show. All the jam bands want to go to the beach now. They don't want to be in Raleigh. And I need you to cut it out, all right?
Hey, buddy, look, we can talk about concert beef all you want, and there's some political things that I probably can't really say on the radio, but let's just say there's a particular radio station in the Wilmington market that has quite a stranglehold and maybe, perhaps, allegedly, a little bit of influence on maybe what gets booked in the Wilmington area. That's really all I'm going to say, but there's one guy there that I really, I refer to him as Bowcut Jones, and he and I do not get along very well.
Well, everyone in Raleigh is now trekking down to Phish, and I'm like, I like Phish enough to go if they're in town, but I'm not road tripping it for Phish, okay? They got to come to me, but general.
I would love for you guys to get more of those jam bands. Get them hippies out of here. Send them over to Asheville, over to Jeremy, or keep them in the Triangle. That's fine with me.
No. We physically can't take any. We are in Asheville. No, Phish is actually not allowed in Asheville because it would break the infrastructure of the city.
I love you guys. All right, we're going to keep it rolling because we have so much fun doing this. Barbie or Oppenheimer or Barbenheimer? What are you doing this weekend, Randy Slack?
Well, I'm going to Oppenheimer. My fiance is on board with the Oppenheimer. I'm a little concerned, though. Apparently, there's gratuitous full frontal nudity in Oppenheimer. I don't know if I want to see that in IMAX.
Okay, all right.
If it's Robert Downey Jr., I'm not worried about it.
haven't we already seen that? I can't remember.
I believe so.
All right, Jerry.
Speak for yourself.
Jeremy Green, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Barbenheimer, or nothing this weekend for you?
So my wife and I feel like should be, this is a marital education course. I would literally watch my car rust before I would watch Barbie. My wife feels the same way about Oppenheimer. So she's going to Barbie with a friend. I'm going to Oppenheimer by myself. And we're going to reconvene in the lobby after all these things are done. And we will, neither one of us will speak of the movie we just watched. We'll continue to dinner and on about the day.
All right. The only thing I don't like about it is that she gets a friend. I think that you guys should absolutely go on it as if the whole thing is a date together, except for like, no, we'll just be, you go in that door and I'll go in this door. And, you know, 2.5 or 3 hours later, whatever Oppenheimer is, we'll meet up. We'll have some dinner. So I don't think it's fair that she gets a friend. But otherwise, I got no problem with how you guys are playing things.
Well, my fear is that you put me in a dark room and, you know, Randy was talking about taking a nap. I don't get nearly as many of those as I want.
Yeah.
And so you put me in a dark room and I'm almost deaf. So it really doesn't matter how loud the movie is. Whoever I go with or whoever sits next to me is probably going to end up with my head on their shoulder. And I just don't have any friends that I don't think that would change our relationship.
I'm a big fan of the movie theater sleep. It's such a waste of money, and then it's annoying when I have to go watch the movie again in streaming. But, like, there's something about summer, especially when I used to work outside in the summer, and, like, going to a movie theater was like, you know, I know that I'm saying the name of a title when I buy a ticket, but I'm kind of just buying a ticket to sit in pure darkness and 55-degree temps in the summer. So, all right, final thing, and I'll figure out a way to ping both you guys with this one because it's funny how these things are paralleling. Jeremy, you have been referring to this woman that we have known in your life for a while now as your wife. I can presume that that means everything went well and you did indeed get hitched.
She said I do, and I'll be honest with you, I was scared to death until the words I do, and I now pronounce you husband and wife came out of her mouth.
Because
I have looked at this woman for 5.5 years and gone, you could have hit a better man by swinging a dead cat at a fish concert, and yet you have settled to committing your life to me, and I still every single day look at her and go, I can't believe you did that, but I'm very glad that you did.
Much like Washington football fans with the transfer of the team, you like they were not confident it was done until it was signed and officially done. And so, as it was with you and your wife, and then Randy, you're still referring to the woman in your life as fiance. No rush. I think that just happened not too long ago. But are you at least learning things about marital relationships from Jeremy on, you know, how to do a Barbenheimer weekend?
Buddy, well, first of all, I've done this. I'm 0-2, let's just say. So I think I know how to fail at this.
Okay.
Also, look, we got engaged in Myrtle Beach at the end of April. We've already got the thing planned. We've already got everything booked. We've got everything ready to go in mid-October. So we're ready to go. And the thing I'm excited for is we're not doing a cake. We are doing a donut wall, which is very exciting.
Respect. Do you have to take it off the donut wall with your mouth? Like, I think that should be an obstacle. Like, you can't take it off with your fingers. Like, you have to, pick your donut with your mouth.
If we do that, it'll be on one of those websites, and I don't think I can say the name of it on the show here. But
please,
yeah,
please don't.
If we do, you can pay for it.
Please don't. Jeremy Green, Randy Slack, enjoy your Barbenheimer or Barbenheimer-free weekends. Enjoy Team USA to whatever extent you choose to, and appreciate you guys. Oh, and Randy, Jeremy and I will get you our addresses for the wedding invitations. Still waiting on the one from Jeremy. I know it's already happened, but, you know, it might come through here any day.
I will wear my Creed t-shirt from when I was 12, and I'll make sure that you put me in charge of the bachelor party.
There we go. Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. Thank you for making my Friday and the Friday of all the listeners a little more fun. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Always fun. Thank you.